In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Kai Ryssdal. It's Thursday, September 8th. Good to be with you. We begin today with Airbnb, which in recent months has come under fire because both renters and hosts say they've faced discrimination when using the service. So today, the company announced a series of steps designed to reduce bias on its platform. Among those changes, hosts must pledge non-discriminatory renting practices. That'll include race, religion, origin, age, all of it. The company will also make it easier to book places without host approval, and perhaps most crucially, it will start hiring more people of color. Now, some of these changes, though, might have the effect of shifting Airbnb away from its original business model. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
When it comes to hospitality, Airbnb certainly sees itself pretty differently from your typical hotel or online booking site, says Laura Murphy, who consulted with the company on the new anti-discrimination policy.
It really is connecting cultures. There's so many stories of people who would have never dreamt of having this person from that background in their home.
The trouble is, at the same time, people have been turned away for the color of their skin or who they sleep with. So the company brought in big guns, including Murphy, a former ACLU lobbyist, and former Attorney General Eric Holder, who helped develop the plan. Starting later this fall, Airbnb will encourage instant bookings and discourage having people reach out sharing photos. But does that sacrifice some basic part of the company's DNA? Will Airbnb end up more like some faceless travel company? James Rogers, who runs the diversity coach, says the company doesn't have to lose itself.
What Airbnb has to be explicit about is when someone shows up in brown skin saying they want to rent your place, our rules are you should treat them like everybody else.
But Harvard Business School professor Ben Edelman says whether Airbnb likes it or not, they are more like the competitors.
The more commercial this is, the more folks are going to demand that they stop discrimination, not just that they put up a policy. And incidentally, they're going to be under pressure on all the other issues, too, on tax, on zoning.
Airbnb believes this new policy threads the needle where it can honor anti-discrimination laws and maintain its place in the sharing economy. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.